Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Many researchers have made a case for the importance of high-quality early education and how it can lead to later academic success and general success in life.
So a piece in this past Sunday's ideas section of the Boston Globe caught our attention. The provocative title was, Is Common Core Killing Kindergarten?
It asks if Common Core, the new national standards, are forcing kindergarten teachers to move away from experiential, play-based learning, which many educators believe is effective, and towards more rote memorization and lecturing.
And we're talking here about kindergarten. So in a moment, we're going to hear from the director of early childhood education at Boston Public Schools. But first, let's hear from someone who's concerned about how Common Core is being implemented in kindergarten classrooms. Nancy Carlson Page is a professor emeritus of early childhood education at Lesley University, and she's with us in the studio. Nancy Carlson Page, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for paying attention to this issue.
It's an important one, and we'd like to invite our listeners to chime in. If you're a teacher, a parent of a kindergartner, or just someone who cares about this, do you have concerns about how Common Core is changing kindergarten? Do you think it is? Or do you think these standards are improving the quality of children's education? You can join the conversation with your comments or questions at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. So, Nancy, I'd love to just start with a general question. Your concerns about what is chief among your concerns about Common Core and kindergarten?
Well, the Common Core standards, and there are more than 90 of them for kindergarten in language arts and math, have been adopted by most states. They were created by two committees of people, neither of which had an early childhood teacher or professional on them. So these standards, which are lists of facts and skills and subskills that children are supposed to understand by the end of the kindergarten year, actually don't reflect what we know in the field of early childhood education about how children grow, develop, and learn. We have a large knowledge base in cognitive developmental psychology and neuroscience that tells us, how kids learn best. And these standards, I think because they really weren't written by early childhood educators, just don't reflect that.
Well, give me an example. I mean, I know there are a whole bunch of these standards, but give me an example of one or two that worry you.
Well, one of them that our organization, Defending the Early Years, did a report about recently is that children in kindergarten should learn to read emergent reading texts with purpose and understanding. I think most people know that young children aren't all reading by the kindergarten year, for sure. And that's one of the problems with the Common Core, is that they're expecting kids to all accomplish the same skills at the same time. And that's just not how development works. I'm sure everyone listening knows, just from observing babies and young children, that there's quite a range there in when kids learn language, when they learn to walk and crawl. And reading is the same thing, and you just can't push biology. There are a lot of things teachers can do, but you can't expect some specific skill to be accomplished at a certain time.
When we think about, though, the sort of the application of these standards in education, I mean, we're often talking about goals and what's expected. What's wrong with having goals for kindergarten students?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with having goals. One of the things many of us are calling for, we're trying to work together in the early childhood community to have some unified voice about these things that are happening in policy. And one of the things we'd like to see is calling a task force of early childhood professionals to identify what those goals would look like. I mean, the problem here is that goals are getting imposed that just aren't appropriate for the field and don't reflect what we know about how children learn.
Yeah. So what are you hearing from the front lines, if you will, from the classroom? I mean, what's happening in the classrooms? What's your understanding of what kindergarten teachers are essentially being compelled to do here?
Right. Well, I hear a lot from kindergarten teachers. I hear a lot from parents. And also there's research showing that play is disappearing from kindergartens around the country. There's a study from University of West Virginia showing that kindergarten has become the new first grade. They say that there's much less play, there's much more testing, there's much more teacher-directed instruction. And that's one of the things we're really trying to preserve, is the sort of authentic play-based learning environments that kids need. So What was your question?
No, I think you answered it. I was just asking what you had heard from kindergarten teachers, right?
Yeah, I can elaborate a little more on that. There are many teachers who talk to us and honestly are not feeling safe enough to speak out or do interviews and things because in so many cases, the funding or teachers' jobs are tied to test results, and there's much more. There's a huge increase in testing in kindergarten, first and second grades, but kindergarten is seeing much more testing and an increase in standards since the Common Core. So teachers will talk with us and talk with other early childhood educators, but they're not feeling safe enough to do it publicly in many cases. Parents are speaking out more and more. Parents are organizing more. You might know in New York State, several hundred thousand parents opted out of standardized testing. That's one thing parents can do, is just refuse to have their kids take the test. So that's one of the things we're seeing.
So supporters of the Common Core will say that there's a lot of flexibility in how these guidelines are implemented or can be implemented. Have you seen that? You don't believe that?
I don't. And, you know, if they were sincere about that, they would have put in the standard, the reading standard, for example, with support, which is something they have put in some of the other standards. But I think their intention is quite clear there, or they would send out something to schools now reassuring them that these are just guidelines. But that isn't at all how the standards are being interpreted because they're tied to tests and teacher evaluation. No, I mean, I think most teachers are feeling the pressure of accomplishing these standards. And yeah.
I want to just play you one piece of tape. We spoke to Jackie Reese, and she is a spokeswoman for the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education in Massachusetts. And what she said was that Common Core is a set of guidelines that kids should know and be able to do when finished at that grade level. And she noted that some of the standards for kindergarten are introduced with the following note. Here it is.
In pre-kindergarten and kindergarten, children are expected to demonstrate increasing awareness and competence in the areas that follow. So it's not necessarily that they've mastered all of these things, but they're closer to them than they were at the beginning of the year.
Does that sound like flexibility is built in, that they're just supposed to move in a certain direction, not that they're supposed to master a particular set of skills?
You know, the Common Core has become a very political issue.
Yeah.
I've never, this comment that I just heard, I'm hearing like four times in the last few days, and I've never heard it before. I think.
What does that tell you?
What this is telling me is that the more that we're putting out research reports showing that the Common Core standards themselves are developmentally inappropriate, which is what we're doing. The Common Core standards are not based in research. There was no built-in mechanism for review and revision. So they're not appropriate, and they're not based in research. And we're putting out research studies showing that they're not appropriate. And then all of a sudden, we hear comments like this that, oh, they're just guidelines and children don't have to be held to the standards. But it's the first time I've ever heard these things. And what I see in the field is that kindergarten teachers and school principals and administrators are definitely holding kids to these standards.
Listeners, we're talking to Nancy Carlson Page. She's a professor emeritus of early childhood education at Lesley University. What do you think about Common Core and kindergarten? Do you see it changing the way kindergarten is taught, whether you're a parent or a teacher? Give us a call, 1-800-423-8255. I want to introduce Jason Sachs. He's the director of early childhood education at Boston Public Schools. And Jason Sachs, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'd love to get your response. I know you've been listening to what Nancy Carlson Page has been saying about her concerns. What's your response?
Well, I think, you know, much of what she's saying is absolutely spot on and correct around the way young children learn. I think public schools are set up in a K-12 infrastructure, so they're thinking more about educating children towards the goal of the MCAS or third grade testing. So children are what you measure them to be, and since we are sort of focused on English language arts and math, that the tendency of the Common Core and the tendency of school district is to direct children into what we'll call isolated silos of learning. young children learn very differently. So they learn in a more integrated thematic way. If you think about the young brain, it's really designed to, you know, to live in any culture at any time and learn any language. And so that the brain has all these extra synaptical connections, and it's really thinking about how do I specify my knowledge. And so schools already are thinking in specified ways. You do an hour of math, you do an hour of literacy, and that's not how young children interact with the world. And so, you know, thinking about how curriculum needs to be designed in a way that matches developmentally where the children are at, allows them to spend more sustained time in an integrated way, talking with their peers. You know, time and space needs to be elongated, and most public school education for young children is not designed that in that fashion. I do think that, you know, in a district where we are very much focused on what we'll say preparing children to read or preparing academically for kids to succeed, we do have a responsibility, obviously, to make sure that students do well. What we have found, though, and what principals and teachers are buying into here, because we've developed an integrated thematic curriculum, is the fact that if you do developmentally appropriate curriculum, kids actually do better on the tests and some of the more traditional tests. And so what we're finding is you can be engaging and stimulating and academically on, you know, we use a lot of rich texts and we do a lot of really deep learning, rigorous learning, but it's done in a way that the children have genuine interest. So, for example, in our Focus on K-2 curriculum for kindergarten, the students are given a capstone project where they get a letter from the mayor and they're asked to make what they think would make the city a more interesting and fair place. They then work as a team because they've learned the skills of how to work in a team and reflect on their work and build projects. And they present their work in City Hall. We had a juried show, and then they actually got to present their work to the mayor and other city workers so that they participated in a democracy.
Got it. Okay, well, that sounds like a great project. But respond, if you would, directly to Nancy Carlson Page's critique that the Common Core in kindergarten is essentially compelling teachers to give more lectures and less interactive, playful learning.
Well, it doesn't have to be interpreted that way. It certainly can be interpreted that way. But again, I would say that that is a public school reaction to the way they traditionally...
So it's a problem of implementation then with the Common Core itself, it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Nancy that the Common Core was not designed particularly thinking of the way young children learn. So I do think they need a revamping. I think, for example, this whole kind of, they're very text dependent on reading and writing. And if you think of young children, you know, what they know and what they can produce from writing are very two different things. And so I think it's important to give children the opportunity to express what they've learned in multiple ways and have the teachers observing and reflecting on that as well.
So Nancy, is this the issue, that this is a problem with implementation rather than the standards themselves?
No, although I do want to acknowledge that they've done some terrific things in early childhood in Boston, and I'm amazed at what they've been able to do in these times. But no, it's not just a problem of implementation. It's the standards themselves. And we've issued two research reports, one regarding reading and one regarding math, showing, based on research, based on the evidence, why the standards themselves are not appropriate for five-year-olds. So it isn't just an implementation issue.
Right. Jason Sachs, you want to respond to that?
Well, I mean, again, Nancy and I sit in very different places. If I was sitting where she was, I might take that position. But, I mean, I have the responsibility for educating between 4,000 and 7,000 pre-K and kindergarten students. And so my job is to help educators who take their job very seriously and their responsibility very seriously is to help them interpret in ways that I think are going to be the most effective ways at educating young children.
Sure.
And so they're very responsive to that. So I do think that there is room within the implementation to do this correctly.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of callers. Not surprising. This is an issue that excites the passions of a lot of folks. So let's go to the phones right now. Kate is calling from Worcester. Kate, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I want to say that, I do agree that we do have a set of standards to follow and we do have the Common Core to use. But when you walk into a kindergarten classroom, if you're a parent, if you're a teacher, or if you are familiar with education, you will immediately see the difference in the classroom. The children are sitting in rows, they are not talking, they are not playing, they are not role-playing, they're not experiencing things, they don't have hands-on experiments anymore. It's all more pencil and paper and writing and listening and learning phonics. I mean, imagine...
Kate, I want to hear more from you, Kate, but I just want to understand, are you a teacher?
Yes.
Okay, great. Are you? And you're a kindergarten teacher?
I am a special education teacher, and I work with kindergarten to sixth grade.
I see. Okay. But go ahead. Tell me what else you have observed in the way the classroom has changed.
I see a huge difference. For example, I've been for quite a long time, and I remember when the kindergarten classroom, you walk into it, and it's a happy place. Children are playing. They have centers. Some are playing in the sand. Some are painting. Some have exhibitions on Van Gogh, for example. Some are learning languages. These days, you walk into the classroom, and I'm not blaming teachers or anything. This is the expectation. The children are sitting with a pencil and a paper, especially in the poorer schools where we don't have much funding. We're expected to perform like the highest of the other neighborhoods.
Yep.
And the cities and towns, but we don't have the funding. So we have this huge pressure to perform and to bring those children up to a much higher level at a very high speed. So we're taking away all those childhood experiences that are so important to their growth.
Kate, we've got it. Thank you for putting that point on the table and giving us the perspective of someone who's teaching kindergarten. Nancy Carlson Page, it sounds like Kate is talking about exactly what you're concerned about.
Yes, and Kate, I appreciate what she's saying, and it's what I've heard from countless teachers across the country.
Yeah. Jason Sachs, I'm curious. I mean, I really appreciate that you make the point that you're coming at this from a very different position with a different set of responsibilities than Nancy Carlson Page. But have you seen classrooms, kindergarten classrooms, look different? I mean, have they changed since Common Core has been rolled out?
Yeah, I know they have. But what I would say is in the public schools, in the Boston public schools, we've actually gone the opposite direction. We do more centers. We do more integrated learning because we instituted a preschool program in 2005. And the universal preschool program, basically, when we did centers and when we let kids spend more time on task and we did integrated thematic curriculum, the kids actually did better on academics. So we have enough data now that drove principals and the superintendent to change their mind about the way curriculum should be taught. So kindergarten actually looks more like it used to. But I think it's more intentional. I think we have much more clear ideas around scope and sequence about where we expect kids to end up, and teachers are much more reflective and are supportive. And I think it's going to affect our first and second grade curriculum as well. So I think actually early childhood is percolating up, and I think that these tenets of learning for young children are actually transforming traditional public schools in Boston, I'm not saying it's true everywhere.
On that point, let me go back to the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education spokeswoman Jackie Reese. When we spoke to her earlier today, she says there are a lot of differences in how these standards are being implemented across the state. Here's what she said:
Massachusetts school systems are still very much under local control, so it's up to the district to figure out what curriculum they're going to use and what materials they're going to use and how they're going to approach all this. So, it's going to look different in every district. It might look different in every school or even from one classroom to another based on who the students are in that classroom and what approach the teacher thinks will work best with those kids.
So, I know a moment ago you made the point that this isn't just a question of implementation. It's a problem with the actual Common Core. But it sounds like Jackie Reese there is suggesting that there is sort of flexibility about how they can be implemented. And when I hear Jason Sachs talk, it sounds like it seems to be working okay, but maybe not. Maybe that's not the case everywhere.
It's certainly not the case everywhere. I think Boston's an exception. And in fact, actually, within Boston, there's quite a diversity of schools in terms of how there are some Boston schools that are working in the way that Jason describes, but not all.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of schools, because I've visited them and I've seen them and I've spoken with teachers, and I know there's increased pressure to adhere to standards, and I know there's a lot more testing than they ever experienced in the past in some of the Boston public schools too. There's a lot of diversity around it, but maybe we just have to accept, and as I said, there's a research study showing that nationally speaking, there's less play, there's more teacher-directed instruction, there's less music, there's less arts, all in kindergarten, and much more focus on reading and language arts. That's what research is telling us.
Yeah.
So, you know, individual people will have individual impressions, but the bottom line is the Common Core is negatively affecting kindergarten curriculum in ways that are making it less in tune with the optimal learning situation for the nation's children.
Jason Sachs, I want to give you sort of the last word on this before we close. Give us a sense of, a sort of final response to Nancy Carlson Page's concerns.
Well, I think that there's a lot of important work that early education can play in the public school system. So I think we need to embrace the Common Core, and I think we need to help rewrite the Common Core so that it's done in a way that best maximizes how young children learn. I think, as I said before, I think it was designed in a way that was for the public schools. But for us to just reject the Common Core, in fact, sort of reject our role in the public schools, would be a loss of opportunity, because there are thousands of kids who need a developmentally appropriate education, and actually, if they get one, they'll do much better academically.
Well, Nancy, I heard Jason there saying we need to rewrite the Common Core. My guess is you agree with him on that point.
Oh, absolutely, and that's something we're calling for. But we want early childhood educators to write it.
Sure. All right. Nancy Carlson Page is Professor Emeritus of Early Childhood Education at Lesley University. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And Jason Sachs is the Director of Early Childhood Education at Boston Public Schools. Jason Sachs, thank you as well.
My pleasure.
And listeners, this conversation can continue at radioboston.org.